You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or the more than 1,500 other versions are making some people rich, and they're opening up something new, cryptojacking, where your computer could be using its processor power, its memory, and your electricity to help make money for someone else. Pranshu Bajpai is a security researcher who's working towards his PhD at Michigan State University. His areas of interest include computer and network security, analyzing and studying malware, and privacy issues. He recently wrote a piece for TheConversation.com warning that cryptojacking is spreading across the web. Let's learn more now as we welcome Pranshu Bajpai with us now. Good to have you here.
Hey, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
So Pranshu, for the uninitiated, let's start right on the ground floor. Explain to us what cryptocurrency is.
Cryptocurrency is a form of digital currency. Basically, instead of minting coins or printing paper money, you're creating new units of money by a process called mining. And mining involves performing difficult, complex mathematical calculation using your computer's processing power.
So this is this mining for cryptocurrency. I think it's fuzzy to a lot of us how that makes somebody money, performing these complex mathematical calculations.
What happens is that these calculations are intentionally difficult. They are meant to securely record transactions among people using the cryptocurrency, and they provide an objective record of the order in which the transactions are conducted to avoid, for example, double spending. So the user who successfully completes these calculations gets a reward in the form of a tiny amount of that cryptocurrency, and that's where you get the money.
And it's legal, right? It's above board. It's a legal process, this mining for cryptocurrency?
Yes, it's completely legal when it is done legitimately. It is being used for malicious purposes as well, unfortunately, but the process of cryptocurrency mining itself is completely legal.
Okay, so we'll keep that in mind, and we'll be talking about the less legit purposes in a minute. But I guess as I've learned from reading your piece in The Conversation, that mining for these various cryptocurrencies is very processor intensive. So harnessing the power of other computers or networks of computers, it's very beneficial. So how does cryptojacking do that?
So basically, the attackers love to use someone else's processing power and electricity to generate them income. If you're mining a cryptocurrency, for example, Bitcoin, you have to buy specialized hardware, and it involves a lot of electricity cost, so the profits are reduced. Now, if you can get someone else's computer to do it for you, then they take all the electricity and the processor costs, and you're the one ending up with all the profits. And it has become easy with some certain new cryptocurrencies coming into the picture, such as Monero, for example, which is ideal for an average user's computer.
And your security research group at MSU, you're looking at ransomware and cryptojacking, and you call these the two biggest threats to user security in 2018.
Right. So there's reports coming out which are showing us that we're now seeing a lot more instances of cryptojacking, and it is rampantly spreading through the web. So, it is definitely very concerning.
So my computer could be crypto mining for someone, and I won't even know. How would I have any idea that this is happening?
There's some indicators. For example, you might hear noises from your coming out of your computer because your CPU's fan is trying to cool down the CPU. Like I said, the process of mining is computer processor intensive. And then, so that those are signs. And then you might see your computer slowing down and getting sluggish. And if you look at, for example, your task manager and your CPU usage, you'll see that your CPU is being used to 100%. And that is a good indicator that a mining activity might be going on.
So here we are talking. We've certainly heard a lot about this malicious software or malware, and this cryptojacking falls under that term. Where are the cryptojackers most commonly embedding their scripts or their lines of code? How are they getting into our computers?
What happens is when you visit a particular website, the website's owner or maybe an attacker would embed four lines of code, and it's called a JavaScript code, into their website, which executes in your browser when you open the website. So when you're browsing the website, everything looks normal, but transparently in the background, it starts a process on your computer that is using your CPU to mine cryptocurrency for them. Now, you will see this a lot on websites that are already involved in some sort of other malicious activities. And these websites are known for delivering malware to users.
Give us an idea so we can know what to watch for when you say these kinds of websites. Pornography, music sharing, what are we talking about?
Right. So in our preliminary web crawl, we saw that a lot of pornography websites are involved in this, some IT websites as well, some games and entertainment websites. Streaming media websites, something like Netflix and YouTube is legitimate and will not mine on your computer. But if you go to some shady website that is hosting probably illegal pirated content, it is very likely that it will try to mine in the background, because you stay on that page for a long period of time while you're watching the movie, and in the background, the website will use your computer's processing power to make them money.
And I have to ask you while we're on this, Pranshu, what about, for example, when you're on Facebook and you see these goofy quizzes? I actually lifted a couple titles from the wall of a Facebook friend that I've actually muted because she's constantly sharing the quizzes. I'm suspicious. For example, which country is your soul actually from? Or would your loved one in heaven be proud of you, to get you to click on and do that? Are those to be avoided?
Right. Any kind of sometimes there's a lot of social media malware going around, which basically will try to get you to click on something and end up on a website that you don't want to be on. And there are scripts that will help spread it once you click it. So if you have clicked it, then, you know, it will spread on your wall. From there, your friends pick it up and so on. So that is definitely part of the problem.
So somehow, I don't think you, as someone who's a security researcher, would be clicking on the quiz, which country is your soul actually from?
No, I don't usually click on things like that. If we have to do it for research purposes, we have virtual environments where we do it to try to analyze the threat to understand what it is doing exactly. But in normal scenarios, you better not download and double and execute it, because it's either going to be a ransomware threat or lately it's cryptojacking is popular, so it's going to be a cryptojacking malware. They love to have names like invoice.exe or resume.exe. That one is very popular. For some reason, people love to open resumes or invoices. I don't know why.
How about large institutions, whether companies or universities? How vulnerable are they to cryptojacking?
The problem of cryptojacking is especially concerning in large organizations, because your users, for example, might inadvertently end up on a website that's mining. A lot of your users across your organization are ending up on the wrong websites, means that you're losing a lot of your processing power. Your computers are getting slower on a larger scale, and you're losing electricity because a lot of these computers are all mining. Many times users will end up inadvertently on these websites, but a few times, because the process is so easy, that all you have to do is go on a page that lets you mine. That means that sometimes your employees might use the computers allocated to them and go on one of these websites to mine currency that will then be credited to their account. So the organization loses the electricity, but the employees who are an internal threat might end up making some money out of it, or inadvertently the employees might end up going on a website that makes money for attackers elsewhere.
What can users, websites, institutions do to protect against cryptojacking?
It is essential that you regularly update your computers. That helps patch a lot of critical security vulnerabilities in time. And ransomware and cryptojacking developers love to exploit those threats. We've seen a lot of cases where people are enabling remote services, for example, remote desktop protocol, which is used to remotely connect to a computer, and they use poor passwords to secure them. So if you've got remote services enabled, secure them with strong passwords. Last but not the least, an updated antivirus helps block not just common viruses, but cryptojacking malware, ransomware, and it even helps block browser-based threats in some cases. So that takes care of browser-based cryptojacking as well.
Getting us on guard. Pranshu Bajpai is a security researcher and PhD candidate at Michigan State University. You'll find his piece on cryptojacking spreading across the web, co-authored with MSU Associate Professor Richard Enbody, by going to theconversation.com. Pranshu, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.